With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Give me the green light. Give me just one night. I'm ready to go right now. I'm ready to go right now.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show. Chris Mack with you. Colin Dunlap off today. He will be back tomorrow. That means more Jimbo in your life. We all could use more Jim Colony in our lives. That is a good thing. Cale Berger continuing to fill in for producer Matt Cole all week. You'll hear him at certain occasions throughout the morning as well, and it will be a fun morning. We've got a lot to talk about. But first, I'm concerned about our friend Jim. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Hi, Chris. Yeah, I do have the sniffles.
The sniffles.
And it seems to have gotten worse.
Oh, no.
I don't know. It's just, it's either, you know, allergies or, but see, the allergies, it shouldn't be a problem in the morning here because, you know, there have been, not like last week, for example, there were nights where we didn't have to have the AC on. So we had the windows open, right? The temperature was down in the 50s. So you have the windows open, nice sleeping and all that other stuff. And so sometimes, you know, the pollen and all that stuff, the fine particulates will sneak in and get, you know, so they bother us. And
yeah.
We've had the AC on, and, man, I get sniffles. It's just yuck.
You need your air duct zero resified is what you need.
We have had that done.
Oh, okay. Well, you're ahead of the game then.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Back when I was part of Team Zero Res, yes, we had that done.
You'll always be a part of Team Zero Res, I think,
that's
in their
true,
hearts
true.
And minds, Jim.
Right.
So, well, the sniffles. So is it just like a little thing? Is there any tickling in the throat? Nothing like that, right?
No. Okay. But see, I know you were going to go there. I could taste
orange juice.
Everything was fine.
Well, no. Here's the thing. I don't want you to blow out your voice if there's a throat thing going on. I'm not worried about the Rona, Jim. I'm not worried about the Rona. You'd kick the Rona's ass and send it to the curb, and you'd show it who was boss. I have no doubts about that.
I'm not sure about that. Well, we're in the at-risk category at our age, as my wife keeps pointing out.
Right.
But it is funny. I don't know. Do you think that way? Like if all of a sudden you've got like a slight tickle in the throat or sniffles and you're wondering, am I tasting everything? Is everything all right?
You know, I haven't thought that way as much as, I mean, you do think about it because we're in the midst of a pandemic, so you can't help but think about it. But I also, like every time I'm out in public, I worry that if I cough or sneeze, people are going to look at me sideways. And so I try very hard to stifle that kind of stuff. And when I do, like, I've already got a mask on if I'm at the store, for example. But then, like, the shirt goes up over my mouth to, like, double protect. And I don't want people to think that I'm coughing or sneezing or otherwise being rude and spreading my droplets everywhere.
Yeah, I'm pretty much the same way. But it's funny, if somebody else does, don't you kind of you give them the old sideways glance? Look over.
I think it's an instinctive reaction. It probably shouldn't be. It's probably not our better instinct, but again, we're in the midst of a pandemic. How do you not kind of instinctively, or how do you tamp down that instinct, I guess? I don't know.
I know I'm even envisioning It's tough to remember because these days were so long ago. Back in the office, sometimes, you know, if somebody would sneeze or, you know, like a really loud one, you know, that you could,
right.
something you could really be proud of, can't do that anymore.
Something you could really be proud of.
And also, another
kids,
thing
let me noticed. Tell you about the sneeze I had in 1977. It was a cool October evening at Fenway Park. But
cracked a rib.
I just imagine you having great pride in your expectorates.
Isn't there a baseball? Well, you know how baseball always has those injuries? I should probably go look this up since I brought it up. But that
what?
Some guy claimed once that he like hurt his back sneezing.
Yeah, or it like, wasn't. There's you always get the guy there. You were good for at least like one every couple of seasons where a guy sleeps funny on like a hotel pillow and just can't throw the next day.
Boots. Who was the catcher? The guy for the Brewers, Jonathan Lucroy.
Lucroy. Yeah.
Got hurt. Wasn't that it? Yeah.
Okay, this brings to mind a great question of weird baseball injuries. I'm also Googling right now. So
here we go. Hang on.
John, how about this one?
I've got
go ahead.
I've got two of them. Let's see who else. Well, get Sammy Sosa.
Okay.
Was plenty embarrassed last week when he was forced to admit that the back injury that put him on the disabled list came from violent sneezing. Sneezes,
what?
Which can travel through a person's body at speeds of up to 100 miles per hour, have taken many players out over the years.
Oh, really? Have they?
Oh man, I don't know. It's just now I got to go to the injury. Who else do we have? Goose Gossage.
What's Goose Gossage?
1985. Wouldn't it be in here? Or was he
with the Yankees? No, he wouldn't. San Diego, maybe at that point.
Here. I'm embarrassed.
What did he do?
Gossage said, but they say it's one of the most common ways to hurt your back. You drop a bar of soap and hurt it, or you put your shoes and socks on it hurts. It happens. But sneezing, that's what it was.
Another sneezer.
Another one.
Jeez. Yeah. How about this? These are two good ones I found just immediately upon Googling weird baseball injuries. John Smoltz once burned his chest while ironing a shirt he was wearing. I don't know if I believe that's true or not.
No, you know, that's like where Jeff Kent said he fell off his truck washing it, and instead it turns out that he was like doing wheelies on his motorcycle. Or maybe if you're a Pirates left-handed pitcher and you slammed it in a car door, but instead you punched somebody, you know, that kind of stuff. And there were Larry Bird. This was actually a famous one in the early 80s where Larry Bird – one of his friends, not like a member of higher society, they were at a bar down by Faneuil Hall, and his friend got into a beef, and Bird stepped in and punched a guy, and he ended up breaking a pinky finger. And he claimed it was a softball injury that he had back at Indiana State, and that's, I don't believe that the softball injury, maybe he did jam his pinky when he was playing softball for the old Sycamores, but... So sometimes you have to take these things with a grain of salt. And yet at the same time, there are probably people that can have had this happen to them. But
yeah,
I don't know. It just sounds kind of weird.
It does. How about Ricky Henderson once getting frostbite because he fell asleep with a cold pack on his foot? That's very Antonio Brownish to get frostbite during therapy.
I was going to say, isn't that like a... Isn't that like an A-B thing? I've got Kevin Millar. This is more recent. This is like – maybe this is why the Pirates didn't look into signing him. eight of the nine sneezing injuries have come over the past 20 years, this story.
What is going on?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But what did I get back at? Oh, here's another thing about sneezes that – and, geez, I don't want to get accused of, like, gender profiling here, but – it seems to me that more so with women, I could be wrong here. In fact, you know what? I know I am wrong because I think
Yeah, well, let's just say you're wrong. Yeah, let's
go. Okay, I'm wrong. But sometimes people will sneeze, and you know they're going to sneeze like two more times when you get to know them. And so you hear somebody sneeze, and then you know, oh, man, she's going to do it again. And then sure enough, boom, boom. They come in threes like that.
And, right.
No, seriously, there's like a
no. You're absolutely right. Yes. I had a grandfather who always used to. He would say he would sneeze once, and he'd just hold his hand up, and it was because you knew you weren't supposed to say "God bless you" yet. You were supposed to wait for the other two sneezes, and then he'd sneeze two more times, and he'd say, and then you'd be able to say "God bless you." I have a nephew who sneezes like I can't even replicate the sound. It's like many small, tiny, squeaky, violent sneezes in a row, like eight of them in a row, but that's his sneeze. It's just very weird.
Oh, that's, yeah. I mean, that's a lot. I never heard that many in a row.
Oh, it's literally, I mean, it sounds like somebody trying to make a laser noise in a video game. Like, pew, 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 pew.
It sounds like that. Actually, Asteroids, wasn't that the
yes.
the video game?
How about this one? I forgot about this. Hunter Strickland broke his nose lifting weights at PNC Park when he was with the Nationals.
I don't know. Well, I've got this is on CBS Sports because this came from the Kevin Pillar one, but it's like I mentioned Gossage, Mark Valdez, Russ Springer, Juan Gonzalez in 03. Sneezing during spring training, although here's a combination injury. Okay, Juan Gonzalez, 2003. He developed back spasms after sneezing during spring training, although the injury was also attributed to a bad mattress.
See, there you go.
See, those Dunedin condos and hotels. That's what will happen to you. Ricky Romero, a pain in his right oblique. Matt Latos, the one with the crazy wife. Remember her? She was out in like the bow tie bar.
Oh, yeah. She's trying to start fights with people. Yeah.
Dallas Latos. In 2010, he strained his left side while stifling a sneeze. Yeah, see, that's the other thing, too. Now, have you ever – don't they say that if you sneeze with your eyes open that they'll pop out? Haven't you heard that
I've heard that. I've heard that. I think it's urban legend, but, yes, I've heard it, and I'm not eager to find out. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to be in that test group to see if that's actually true. I'll just take people's word for it and shut my eyes when I sneeze. But 100 miles an hour on a sneeze, and that – which, by the way, I mean, that's sort of pertinent to today, right, where they're talking about and coughing, and if you've seen those videos where all of a sudden you see this stuff like all over the place. And, I mean, 100 miles an hour –
it's another great sound effect for us this morning.
I mean, that's like Blake Cederlund, who's on the 40-man, by the way.
He is.
Throwing 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, so you're sneezing injuries today on the Fan Morning Show. Interesting. All right, well, try not to have any
yet.
Of those 100-mile-an-hour sneezes while you're on the air, Jim.
But maybe that would get rid of what's inside of here.
Maybe you're just
sniffling and stuffy and everything else.
Maybe it's just nothing. Maybe it is just allergies, and they're just, I don't know, more stuff in the air. And Jim's got to fight it off, which he will, and he'll do the updates this morning. We will take you throughout the morning. Lots to get to today. Adam Berry of MLB.com going to join us at 9 o'clock. A number of Major League Baseball players in the last 24 hours have opted out. We ask him about that, as well as the Pirates preparing for summer camp at PNC Park in the next couple of days. A lot of football in the 8 o'clock hour. Ray Fittipaldo back from vacation. Steelers reporter for the Post-Gazette will join us to talk about Steelers-centric issues. And Ben Vallin, senior NFL writer for the Boston Globe, joins us to talk about some more global NFL issues, including the signing of Cam Newton with the Patriots. He joins us at 8:30. Jim caught up with Pirates catcher Jacob Stallings over the weekend. You'll hear that conversation in the 7 o'clock hour. So much more. Pierre McGuire had some very interesting things to say with Pony yesterday afternoon on the PM team. So all of that on the way. We get things started.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.